Darcy Spencer could not abide marriage proposals. Over the past 6 months, she had grown to loathe them. Good ones, bad ones, they were all the same. Unwanted. Standing with her back to the railing of her front porch, Darcy attempted to be cordial as Pastor Whitaker blundered through his offer. Oh, he was an attractive man, with dark, wavy hair and broad shoulders, but she cared little for appearances. She had been fooled once by her late husband and his boyish charms. Pastor Whitaker stopped speaking, and his hopeful gaze pleaded with her to take a chance on him. "What do you think, Mrs. Spencer?" Darcy gave him a sympathetic smile as she observed him wringing the hat in his hands. Poor man had even worn his best suit to mark the special occasion. "Pastor Whitaker, I thank you for the honor that you have bestowed upon me, but I am not interested in marrying again." Instead of leaving in a huff or pleading his case as the other men had done, Pastor Whitaker gave her an understanding nod. "Josh hurt you real bad, but not all men are like him. There are good, honorable men in this town that would treat you right." He gave her a knowing look and finished. "That is, if you'd give one of them a chance." She appreciated his straightforward manner. If she ever had a desire to marry again, then Pastor Whitaker would make a suitable candidate. However, she was not interested in going down that path ever again. She smoothed out her black morning gown. "It has only been 6 months since Josh died. I require more time to mourn." "Time has nothing to do with it, and you know it." "It's true. Josh humiliated me with his antics." The pastor took a step closer to her, his eyes filled with compassion.
"You did nothing wrong. Josh deceived us all."
"Be that as it may, I am not interested in being courted." With a curt nod, Pastor Whitaker placed his black hat on his head.
"You are in a ranching town, full of men and few available women. It is in your best interest to select a man and marry him, at least for your own protection."
Her hand slipped into the pocket of her gown and gripped the derringer. She was not the type of woman who relied on a man to save her. "I thank you for your concern, but my brother sees to my protection." Pastor Whitaker opened his mouth, so she added, "Furthermore, our cowhands have been working for my family for years, and we trust them implicitly." A frown came to his lips before he said,
"I know we would suit Darcy. Won't you at least consider my offer?"
Darcy took a step closer and softened her tone. "I have no doubt that we would get along fine, Jonathan. I know we've known each other since we were children, but I'm not ready." She reached out and touched the sleeve of his brown suit. "Frankly, I don't think I'll ever be ready.